An oversized imprint of a foot has been spotted in the Himalayas, possibly the elusive Yeti.
The search for the Yeti has begun. Or perhaps more accurately, the search for the Yetis has begun. That's because no less than 15 Yeti figures have been hidden all around Pocahontas County for a fun and engaging scavenger hunt. Brooke Roberts, Program Coordinator for Pocahontas County Parks and Recreation, gives us some background.
The whole point is to encourage people to get out and recreate even when it's cold. I'd had this plan for a while, and then my boss, Lauren Bennett, brought me this paper and was like, hey, it would be kind of cool to do this monster hunt. So we both were kind of thinking the same idea.
Even though Pocahontas has one of the top winter resorts on the East Coast, there are many who prefer to hibernate rather than brave the cold. The Yetis are at different locations throughout the county. You can work as a team or solo to locate all 15.
If they find all 15 and take their picture with them, they send in the pictures to us, and then they come here to win a prize.
Are they in buildings? Are they outside? What kind of locations should people be looking for?
So, both. We do only have three that are inside, but most of them are going to be outside. And people should think recreation, places that we would go to hike or, stuff like that. Mainly, there are a couple exceptions. But for the most part, it's just, like I said, keeping in mind getting out and recreating.
I'm colder than an ice cap, you can tell them all that. No cap, no lies, all facts, not fiction. Look me up in the dictionary, I'm the Yeti. I'm Yeti, so scary.
As with any good scavenger hunt, there are clues to help you find the Yetis.
I have a list of clues. I've sent them out via email. I've also sent them through text message, through our Facebook page, and I have a list here at the Marlinson Wellness Center. The first 15 clues, they're a little bit tricky, so you're going to have to like really use your brain to come up with some of the spots.
The hunt began on February 14th and concludes on March 14th. Robert says as they get closer to the deadline, if folks are still having trouble locating the spots, she'll release a second set of clues. They also plan to do another scavenger hunt this summer, incorporating spots that aren't as accessible in the winter months. She hopes that folks will take advantage of this hunt to get out and enjoy the outdoors.
I'm really excited because I've actually had a lot of people message me for clues.
You can find a picture of the Yeti with this story at our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.
I keep it, I keep it, I keep it icy. I keep it, I keep it, I keep it icy.